trying again to get a murder trial moving. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm asking you to respectfully not interrupt me. That's the second time.
More frustration in a Wisconsin courtroom as the man accused of driving into a Christmas parade stands trial.
Opening statements were set to begin in Waukesha County Court this morning in the trial of Daryl Brooks. Though like in other proceedings, Brooks, who chooses to represent himself, began interrupting Judge Jennifer Doro multiple times.
Mr. Brooks, you're interrupting me again.
You just weren't speaking.
All right,
so
Mr. Brooks, you are now going to be removed to the other courtroom.
I don't consent to that.
I have had a dozen or more interruptions.
The judge accusing Brooks of trying to make a mockery of the process, saying it won't be tolerated.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The judge keeps moving Brooks into an adjacent courtroom to take part via video link. Brooks faces life in prison if convicted, charged with killing six people, injuring dozens. New gun restrictions in New York are on hold, blocked by a federal judge as a legal challenge moves forward. The rules include submitting social media posts to obtain a gun license. That state law was passed after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a longstanding concealed carry law. A judge previously upheld the new concealed carry rules on a technicality, ruling plaintiffs lacked standing to bring the challenge, but also calling the new restrictions vague and unconstitutional. President Biden visits New York today, focusing on jobs and private high-tech investment, but the administration is still getting questions about gas prices after the OPEC decision to cut oil production.
Compared to conversations we were having late spring or early summer, we're in a different position on those fronts, and I would think that is in part a reflection of U.S. policy and U.S. policy U.S. policy choices.
National Economic Council Chair Brian Deese also says the actual impact of the OPEC cut remains to be seen. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tensions with North Korea ratchet up even more.
North Korea is at it again. Pyongyang firing two more missiles today in the direction of Japan. There's been a bunch in the last couple of weeks. And north of the DMZ today, 12 North Korean fighter jets and bombers were practicing bombing runs. That prompted the scrambling of some 30 South Korean jets. Triggered by all this activity, the deployment off the Korean peninsula of the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and its strike group. Running drills today with South Korean and Japanese naval vessels aimed at spotting and shooting down missiles. Pyongyang is thought to be possibly planning an intercontinental ballistic missile launch, even a nuclear device test, as rhetoric from the North keeps firing away.
Fox's Greg Palcott. North Korea calls the carrier group deployment destabilizing to the region. The White House has condemned the missile launches, but says the U.S. remains open to talks. The House panel probing the Capitol riot just announcing a public hearing set for next Thursday, less than 3 weeks before the midterm elections. This after postponing a hearing last month ahead of Hurricane Ian's landfall in Florida. No details on who will testify, but committee chair Benny Thompson has said the hearing will include recent revelations about the Save America PAC, a chief fundraising vehicle for the former president. Clean energy cutbacks for GE.
General Electric is laying off up to 20% of its U.S. workers in its onshore wind unit. That would mean hundreds of workers. GE is restructuring the business, which Reuters says is dealing with weak demand, rising costs, and supply chain delays. It's also cutting staff at the unit in Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. GE tells Reuters it is streamlining the business in response to market realities. Onshore wind is one of GE's largest renewable businesses, though analysts say it is dealing with high costs. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks are lower. The Dow's down 183, but for now, still above 30K. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.